For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Around 100 people gathered outside Missouri Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler's office in Columbia this afternoon to protest the Trump administration's immigration policy, which she has supported. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
Dozens of protesters filled the sidewalk and parking lot outside Congresswoman Hartzler's office at noon, demanding an end to family detentions at the southern border. Speaking through a bullhorn, demonstrators condemned Hartzler's vote last week in favor of a multi-billion dollar border spending bill. They called for her to close the camps instead. Organizer Kate Watson says her work with children in the foster care system pushed her to coordinate the event.
I understand the impact that trauma has on children and on families, and it's concerning the damage that we're doing to children and families.
Hartzler's press secretary, Steve Walsh, brought small groups of protesters into the office for closed-door meetings, although the congresswoman was not present. Walsh highlighted what he called the humanitarian aid portion of the spending bill and said the protesters were within their rights.
People have a right to come and protest. We accept that. We talk to them. We listen to them. And we share their concerns, their thoughts with the congresswoman. And we will continue to do that.
The protesters ultimately dispersed after Columbia police asked them to move to the street on the request of the property's landlord. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
A new nature school where students from Columbia and other Boone County districts can learn about the environment by being immersed in it will be next to Three Creeks Conservation Area south of Columbia. Columbia, Missourian reports the nature school is being created through a partnership between Columbia Public Schools and the Missouri Department of Conservation, which maintains Three Creeks. District Science Coordinator Mike Sedlowski says the district will begin taking students there on field trips in September. The goal, he said, is to make it an outdoor learning place for 1,400 to 1,500 students. Across Boone County. The Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission has delayed until late October a hearing that could decide the fate of Missouri's only abortion clinic. The commission had set an August 1st hearing to hear a dispute between Planned Parenthood and the State Department of Health and Senior Services, but is delaying it 3 months after a pretrial hearing this morning. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic sued the health department after it refused to renew the clinic's license. The organization alleges the state didn't follow lawful licensing procedures and is instead attempting to restrict access to abortion. In June, a judge ordered the case be heard before the commission, a quasi-judicial body that resolves regulatory disputes. The commission has kept the clinic's license in effect until the case is decided. A Democratic South St. Louis County state senator says he won't run for governor after all. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Senator Scott Sifton says he instead plans to endorse Democratic Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway. Although Galloway hasn't officially announced her candidacy, State Party Executive Director Lauren Gepford said last week that she is taking steps to assemble a team. Sifton had declared his intent to run in January, but said in a statement that Galloway is the right person to lead the Democratic ticket. The 37-year-old Galloway narrowly won a four-year term as auditor in November after being appointed to the post in 2015. She would be the first woman elected governor in Missouri. The search for Columbia's new city manager has narrowed down to two candidates as of yesterday. The city council is scheduled to hold a two-day interview process for interim city manager John Glasscock and James Palenik, city administrator from Racine, Wisconsin, on July 10th and 11th. The interview process will include interviews with every member of the council as well as sessions with senior staff and a public reception. Mayor Brian Treese says that his only bias going in is the best interest for the city of Columbia.
It's really the city manager that runs the day-to-day operations and inspires the best from our public employees and delivers excellent results every day. And it's important that we get that decision right and that we hire and select the right individual who can continue the progress that we've made in Columbia over the last 3 years.
The public reception is scheduled to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at City Hall on July 10th. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.